Hey everyone, I'm Andres for the Newsreel and welcome to the Tech Corner. This is my latest video in my ongoing series, Work Smarter, Not Harder. And in this video, I'll be highlighting MLS Touch, arguably my favorite tool as a real estate agent when I'm out and about. Now, MLS Touch, to give you a quick background, is an application that basically takes the antiquated multi-listing service that you most likely use for your everyday operations and gives it a huge overhaul where everything is much more intuitive, easier to read, and basically in the palm of your hand. So as I highlight this application using my Android smartphone device, you'll be able to see just how quickly you can curate information, search, find, and get to the pertinent contact information that you need to should you require to contact the listing agent. So as you can already tell, this is a real estate specific app, so I'm really speaking out to those of us in real estate. And without further ado, let's dive right in. See, I'm gonna pull up my listing on the app. I've already highlighted it. As you can see, there's a star on this photograph because you can select favorites, and I'll explain how I use favorites a little bit later when I'm out doing open houses. So as you can see at the top, you have the listing pictures, and then you have these drop-down menus all across, which you can expand them all with a pull of the screen, or you can just individually collapse each of the drop-down menus so you can see the information that you want to see, the description of the property, the contact for the listing agent, and from the contact of the listing agent, you're able to select if you want to see their website or set up a showing time, or even better, call them directly. Let's say there's a listing that you didn't know just popped up into the market, or one that you're out and about in an area that you weren't sure you were looking at. You can use your phone through GPS and it'll pull up the listings around your area, or you can search whatever area you want and you can immediately access the MLS listing that that agent put there. And you're able to access everything that you will otherwise see on the desktop at home, but in the palm of your hand. And even better, as soon as you pull it up, all the way at the bottom, there's a phone dialer. As soon as you press that button, it automatically calls that listing agent. Then you can star it, so you can add it to your favorites, so you can come back to it later. Now, if you have an Apple iPad or any Android tablet device, this app is available for you as well. And you can utilize the screen real estate on a tablet a lot better than you can on the phone. As you can see, this one lays out the pictures to the left and all the collapsible drop-down menus to the right, and the pertinent information such as the address, how many bedrooms and baths, to the left, at the bottom left. And what's really cool is that everything that from the MLS is right here, a lot better to read, and you can expand the picture so you can see it better. This is not available through the matrix of the multi-listing service, but this is a sanctioned application from the MLS for you to use. Now, when you're adding to the favorites menu like I have here, I use it for my open houses and I put them in the order that I want to go see them. So that made it convenient for me and my buyer to hit what we needed to hit, and I know what I'm looking at when I get there. Now, you can go to the MLS Touch website to access your account. Now, a word of warning, there's limited availability to the MLS Touch. You have to check with your board to see if it's available. As far as I can tell, there's only 4 states where the MLS Touch is available. And among those states, you have to see if your board allows it. If it doesn't, you can lobby with your board so they can get MLS Touch available for you as a member benefit. I pay this through my member benefits. That's why I use it. And I'm able to see on the MLS Touch website all the devices that I have active with MLS Touch, because it's important to note that MLS Touch can only work on 3 active devices at a time. That includes mobile phones and tablets such as iPad or Android. So again, this is one of my absolute favorite apps. I know I browsed through it really quick, but what I'm really highlighting is just how easy you're able to search your own listings, how easy you're able to search for listings that you otherwise didn't have. So when you're out and about, you can use GPS to look things up, get all the information right there on the palm of your hand. No more running all the way back home and remember to jot down that address. So when you get home, you launch your browser, you access your matrix after 1, 2, 3 hits or whatever to pass through all the security protocols. And when you finally get to what you're looking for, you remember there was another property you saw that you want to compare it to. Well, guess what? Like the matrix that I use, I cannot have multiple tabs. So I have to get out of that one, do a new search, find that property, and then remember how to get back to the first one. Whereas here on MLS Touch, I can just star that property and come back to it easily later. And that's the convenience that MLS Touch affords, and one that I highly recommend all of us in real estate utilize to make your job a lot easier and ultimately for you to work smarter, not harder. Thank you so much for watching this video. I'm Andres for The Newsreel. You can follow me on Twitter at The Newsreel. You can check out my website at www.thenewsreel.info. And for those of us in real estate, you can definitely check out my real estate website at www.segoviares.com. So once again, stay tuned, like, share, and subscribe, stay in the know, and I'll see you in the next video. This is Andres Segovia for The Newsreel, signing out.